Happy Father's Day. Thank you all for being here this morning. I love all of you more and more every time I see you. So that means I can thank you also for helping me with my walk of faith, being an encouragement, and continuing to recognize God is not finished with you. Our lesson this morning, titled, God is not finished with you. You know, what happens when you finish with something? How about dinner this afternoon when you're finished with it? It's nap time, right? Maybe. Might be some leftovers, okay? But it's gone. It's gone. And I bring this lesson to light this morning for us to look at some passages from God's holy word to remind ourselves that God is not finished with us, that we should not be complacent, and that we still have so many more things to do before we're called home. Whether you're 3, or 13, or 33, or 23, or 43, 53, 63, 73. No matter how many times you need to repent, Bob, God is not finished with you yet. We already talked about that this morning. Folks, if we think that we're as good as we can get, we're sadly mistaken. Because God's power and His love for us and what He has planned for us is still in front of us. Well, I'm just, you know, we need to, and I need to be reminded, we need to be reminded, God is not finished with us. And for those of you that think, I'm as good as it gets, and I've conquered all things, listen to God's word this morning. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I don't know about you folks, but God wants us to continue to be able to walk worthy. How many of us can say, okay, I walk worthy and I am fruitful in every good work and I am increasing in God's knowledge every single day of my life? And then that's why I said God's not finished with us yet. We need to work on those things in our lives. In 2 Timothy, in chapter 4, it is written, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead as His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap for themselves up for themselves teachers. And they will turn away their ears from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, obviously, the letter to Timothy I ask us this morning, God is not finished with you. Or is God finished with you? And I would say no. Because some of us have sat down and said, I fought the good fight. I'm done fighting. I've finished the race. I'm not going to run anymore. My faith is strong enough. I have just enough faith that makes me comfortable. I'm going to be okay. Satan has convinced you that God is finished with you. But I plead with us this morning to continue to convince ourselves, those we love, rebuke ourselves, those we love, exhort those we love, ourselves, all long-suffering and teaching. Be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Well, let me ask you, are you watchful in all things? Have you mastered that? Do you recognize sin? How many of us have said no to Satan in the last week? Amen. That's good. That's good. That's God's Word and His Holy Spirit working in you. Fulfill your ministry. What is my ministry is this, and I'm done with that. Okay? For those of you that are retired in the world and just sitting back counting your money, you know, and watching the sunrise, the sunset, enjoying life, I'm jesting a little bit. There is no retirement plan, folks, until we're in heaven, in the kingdom of God. God is not finished with us yet. And let us not get a worldly wisdom and a worldly understanding that says, I've done my piece. I've served for a certain amount of time. I helped with the class here 15 years ago. Or 5 years ago. Or last year. God is not finished with you yet. God is not finished with me yet. How many of us have been finished with an employer that we have had previously in our careers? I'm done. I'm working for somebody else. Maybe you're working for yourself. Folks, let's make sure that we don't have in our hearts discouragement, disappointment, and disfavor with God and His truth and His Word. Because the minute we start to despise righteousness and we despise what is good for our souls and what's good for our hearts, we think God is finished with us. Or maybe we're finished with God. Even worse, we're finished with God. Let not your heart be hardened, as God's Holy Word would say. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it is written, then we, as workers together with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, in purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying, and we, behold, we live, and chaste and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. God is not finished with you. God is not finished with me. God is not finished with us. Workers together with Him, and do you feel like you possess all things? Are you content with your walk with God? And if you say no, folks, I plead with you, pray to God to help your heart, to be content, to ask God what He's got going on in your life. What plans does He have for you? Who can you tell about Jesus? How can I strengthen my faith? Yet possess all things, workers together with Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it is written, but I say this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. This passage is always talking about money. So I'll use it for that purpose for a quick minute. God is not finished receiving your funds to help promote the kingdom of heaven. Now that I've said that, I want us to look at this passage in another light. Okay? If it's only meaning how much you're sowing out of your pocketbook, folks, that's convicting enough as it is. But what about your time? What about your heart, your mind? What about how many people you've talked to about Jesus in the last week? It's a blessing to say, Satan, get behind me, and recognize we've done that. Then one of the next steps, God's not finished with us yet. Who are you going to talk to about Jesus this week? Who are you going to tell about the kingdom of heaven, about salvation and eternal life this week? I'm telling you all about it this morning. I'm not finished though. God is going to open a door either tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day. And I got to recognize, and we have to recognize, God is not finished with us yet. Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. He enlisted us not to be finished with that work, to continue to seek and save that which is lost. And enjoy doing that. Look forward to doing that. Ask God for opportunities to do that in our lives. Jesus hasn't come again because God loves us and wants those that aren't saved to be saved. The only way that's going to happen is if we continue to work. And because we continue to share our faith with those around us. How many people here this morning? 50-some? 60? Maybe? Let's just say 60. 60 people, 10 people are kids, maybe 6, 8 kids. Not old enough to understand and share Jesus. Let's just use 50. If each and every one of us talked to someone just this week, that's 7 whole days, that's a long time. One person to talk to them about Jesus. That's 50 people that somebody talked to about Jesus this week. That's just this week. Or this month. If that goal is too short for you, just this month. And if no opportunities present themselves, I encourage you to pray to God for opportunities. Send me somebody seeking and hungering after righteousness and after Jesus. God is not finished with us yet. In Philippians chapter 2, it is written, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. So, God is not finished with us yet. And you know how I know out of this passage? Let me ask you this. Do all things without complaining and disputing. How many of us can say, never again until I see Jesus? Until we're welcomed by all the saints of a glorious homecoming. Was that this Wednesday we talked about that, Brother Ben? That picture in my mind, so many times the world says, here's the pearly gates and St. Peter's up there and he's got a gavel. You did this wrong. I wish I had something that's a little bit louder. I don't want to slam God's word on the thing, but anyways, it's all going to be okay. Everybody approaches the kingdom and the gates of heaven by themselves, and nobody's there. And we talked about it Wednesday night in Bible class. There's passages that tell us it's going to be victorious. People are waiting. And I thought to myself, what a great concept. What a great idea. That's true. The world tells us that we're going to stand there all alone in front of God, shaking and trembling, and listen to everything we ever did wrong. And that's not true. We're going to get there, and there's going to be a party going on. And all the people that you walk by faith and follow Jesus and follow God before Jesus came are going to be there waiting for you. They're going to be welcoming you. It's just like a procession after somebody gets married. They stand out here and everybody says, good job, congratulations, woohoo! It's going to be even bigger than that when you get to heaven. It's going to be one of the greatest experiences you ever experience. Shine as lights in the world. But I say that, do all things without complaining and disputing. Folks, God's not done with me yet. You know what? I'm thankful that God's word tells me that, because I haven't learned that anywhere except for, you know, maybe my mom. And it wasn't, my mom didn't tell me, do all things without complaining and disputing. Shut up! No, my mom never said that. My mom wasn't that type of person. God is not finished with us yet. We need to work on doing all things without complaining and disputing. And being able to reason with each other with love like Jesus did. Teaching those that we love and we want to be saved, that we want to experience that glorious entry in the kingdom of heaven when we are. In Titus 3 it is written, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Through the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become our heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. God is not finished with us yet. He shows His mercy and grace, and He saves us each and every day from the things that we have done wrong. He wants us to be ready for every good work. And I ask you this morning, brothers and sisters in Christ, are we ready for every good work? Are you ready for what God, how many of us are going to gather with family today? Father's Day. Most of us will, somehow. Are you ready for every good work? Are you ready to eat whatever's set in front of you without complaining and disputing? Do all things, most importantly spiritual things, but you know what? As we conduct ourselves, just like this says, careful to maintain good works. Be ready for every good work. Be ready to be like Jesus. Be ready to carry your cross. It's a good thing. Bear that cross. Be ready to be an example of the kingdom of heaven. Hebrews chapter 6. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes. Things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget our work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name. In that you have ministered to the saints, and we do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. God is not unjust to forget our work and our labor of love, which we have done in his name. Does Satan want us to forget how much God loves us? How much God needs us? How much God appreciates us? How much God has given for us? Certainly he does. Certainly he does. I use this example. Lucas and I did a whole bunch of stuff around the house this week. We tore down the rail on the front porch. And power washed the front porch. And we cleaned up the mess of us that I had in the backyard from a contractor that I took that responsibility on myself, picking up all the trash from our house getting sited. The weeds were terrible. Back porch needed vacuumed. And I had another, that's what we got done this weekend. I had another 5, 6, or 8 things I want to get done. Lucas helped me with whatever I asked him to help me. I wanted him to do more. And I wanted to do more. And I was kind of disappointed that he didn't do everything I wanted him to do. I'll just be honest with you. I want him to be my servant. Okay? Which isn't a good idea. Okay? Even when you feel that way sometimes. He's a grown man, and he has an agenda of his own. He has responsibilities of his own, and he's doing things that he wants to do. I understand. I use this as an example. Lucas didn't do everything I wanted him to do for me this weekend. But I was extremely thankful and appreciative that he was there and did what he did. And I thanked him for what he did for me. I would love for him to give me 20, 30 hours. He may give you 10, but I'm very thankful for that. God wants us to give him 20, 30 hours, but when we only give him 10, he's very thankful for that. God, our Father, today's Father's Day, and we are children of the Most High God. I plead with us to remember God is not finished with us. And he loves us so much, he asks us to do a little each day for him. He doesn't demand things out of us. He's given us free moral agent, just like I asked Lucas. Lucas, would you help me with this, this, and this? Yeah, I'll help you with that. I really don't have time for this, Dad. I've got some other commitments and responsibilities. I said, I understand, okay. Communication. Same thing with God. God, I've got to work for a living. I've got to provide for my family. I've got some commitments here and there and yonder. But I'm still going to make time for you. I'm going to still make time to tell people about Jesus. I'm still going to make time to open your word. God is not finished with us yet. If you haven't begun your walk with Jesus and had your sin washed away in the waters of baptism, we'll plead with you this morning to do that. If you need to make your heart right with God, there's no better time now to do that as we stand and sing. Select a hymn.